Are you a follower of Jesus? I didn't ask, do you know Jesus or have you heard of Jesus? I'm asking, do you follow Jesus? This morning on the Let the Bible Speak program, I want to talk about the importance of being one of Jesus' disciples, someone who's willing to learn and follow Jesus. Is that you, friend? Or are you someone who has simply heard about him? You know about him. Maybe earlier in your life you have read some things in the Bible about him, but you're not following him each and every day. I want to encourage you to be a follower of Jesus. And we want to talk about that this morning on the program. We're glad that you've joined us. We appreciate you joining us every Saturday. We're thankful for that. This program is brought to you by the Warfield Boulevard Church of Christ. And we hope and we encourage you to be a follower of Jesus. Before we get into our lesson this morning, I wanted to let you know that we're right in the middle of a series of Bible lessons at the Warfield Boulevard Church of Christ, our annual fall gospel meeting this year with Brother Frank Ritchie from Florence, Alabama. He's been doing a series of lessons entitled, What Shall I Do with Jesus? All of the lessons deal with our relationship with Jesus, and I wanted to talk about being a follower of Jesus to go along with his lessons. And these lessons are recorded. You can have a free copy of them. And his charts that he's using are posted on our website, wbcoc.org. You can also listen to the recordings. If you'll go to the guest speakers portion of the website, wbcoc.org. Go to the guest speakers section of that website, and you can listen to Brother Frank Ritchie's recordings, the sermons, and there's also the PowerPoint charts there as well. Tonight's lesson is a great lesson. It's entitled, Recognize Jesus' Greatness and Holiness. And it is a lesson out of the book of Isaiah. And there are several points that Brother Ritchie is going to be making about our universe, the grand design of our universe and our galaxy, and various points he's going to be making with regard to the detailed design of our universe and the planets and just different things like that, to point to Jesus and God as our creator and to recognize their greatness. And so we would encourage you to come listen to tonight's lesson, Recognizing Jesus' Greatness and Holiness, at 7 p.m. That is at 290 Warfield Boulevard, right here in Clarksville, Tennessee. And we would be glad to have you, 7 p.m. this evening. And if you can make it tomorrow, we have three more lessons on Sunday in this series, Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m., Live My Life for Jesus, at Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m., Give Heed to Jesus' Last Sermon, and then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., Teach the Gospel of Jesus to Others. So come be with us. There's still time to be a part of this gospel meeting. Are you a follower of Jesus? Our weekend series with Brother Ritchie has dealt with our relationship with Jesus. Are you a follower of Jesus? Jesus made it clear during his ministry that he wanted all to follow him. The expression, follow me, is used by Jesus 16 times in the Gospels. Now, some of those are the parallel account. If he spoke it in Matthew, then the parallel account in Mark and so forth. But 16 times out of 17 in the New Testament, 16 out of the 17 times, we have the expression, follow me, it's by Jesus. He made it very clear that he wants us to follow him, not just simply to know about him, not just simply to read about him. One example of this is in Matthew chapter 16. And verse 24, Jesus said unto his disciples, if any man would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. He also said this in Luke chapter 9 in verse 23, where he adds, follow me daily. It's not just something we do on Sunday or Wednesday. It's not just a church building thing. It is a daily discipleship. Jesus left us an example to follow in his steps. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 29. And there were times when Jesus had many followers, but some of them would stop following. And we'll talk about that later. Some of them started and then stopped later. Are you a follower of Jesus? Jesus is not interested in mere numbers. He wants us to be like him so that we can be saved ourselves and help those around us. When we have the beauty of Jesus seen in me, living in us, then we can truly help those around us. Jesus made it clear what kind of a person he wanted to follow him, and we're going to look at that this morning. How will you follow Jesus? What kind of a person will you be to follow Jesus? When Jesus was talking with Peter, one of the last things that he said after his resurrection was, follow me. In John 21, verses 21 and 22, Jesus said, If I tarry until he come, what is that to thee? You follow me. So this morning, friends, let's talk about followers of Jesus. We're going to talk about some true followers, and then we're going to talk about some false followers. Will you be a disciple of Jesus today? First of all, I want to talk about the at-once followers. These are people who follow Jesus without delay. We have this example in Matthew chapter 4, and we're going to be looking at examples in the Gospels, so I hope that you'll get your New Testaments out and turn with me to these Gospel examples that we'll be looking at, different places where people either followed or did not follow Jesus. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 4 with regard to Jesus calling Peter, Andrew, James, and John, the fishermen. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 18, and walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brethren or brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he saith unto them, come after me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway or immediately left the nets and followed him. And going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in the boat with Zebedee, his father, mending their nets. And he called them, and they straightway or immediately left the boat and their father and followed him. We find the same thing when we turn over to Matthew chapter 9 and verse 9. Matthew chapter 9 and verse 9. And as Jesus passed by from there, he saw a man called Matthew. He would go on to write the book of Matthew. Sitting at the place of toll, he was a tax collector. And he said unto him, follow me. And he arose and followed him. We see the same thing in Mark 1, 16 through 20, Mark 2, 13 and 14. There were people who followed Jesus without delay. Friends, does that describe you? Does that describe me? Blind Bartimaeus, Matthew chapter 20, verse 34, when he was called by Jesus, got up and followed. Or do we procrastinate? Do we put it off? Do we delay? Do we make excuses? Do we drag our feet, saying, one day I'll follow Jesus? Or do we follow at once? Be an at-once follower of Jesus. The sooner we start following him, the better our life will be. The better it will be for those around us. We will have more days in his service if we won't procrastinate and put it off. If we'll start right now, that gives us more time to live for Jesus and serve him and better ourselves and those around us. Our life, our family, our marriage will be better with Jesus in it. Not just a casual knowledge or a smattering of knowledge or a surface knowledge, but a true disciple and follower each and every day. So we have what we might call at once followers. And then we have what I would call left all followers. There were those who were willing to follow Jesus and leave behind all that would hinder their service to Him. Turn with me to Luke chapter 5. We have an example of this again with Peter and the fishermen. In Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 11, where there was a miracle where Jesus performed a miracle in providing a large amount of fish. And in Luke chapter 5 and verse 8, Peter falls on his feet in front of Jesus. "Depart from me, for I'm a sinful man, O Lord." For he was amazed and all that were with him at the draught of the fishes, the large amount which they had taken. And so were also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, "Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men." And when they had brought their boats to the land, they left all and followed him. Look at Luke chapter 5, verses 27 and 28, the parallel account with Matthew. "And after these things he went forth, and behold, a publican named Levi," or Matthew, "sitting at the place of toll, and said unto him, Follow me. And he forsook all, and rose up, and followed him." Are you and I willing to leave behind all things? The apostles left all. Would we be willing to leave a bad habit, a sinful past, an unscriptural marriage, an unscriptural relationship? Would we be willing to leave whatever we need to leave to serve Christ? In Matthew chapter 19, there was a rich young ruler who was not willing to leave his possessions for Jesus. And later, Jesus talks about how difficult it is for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. And when Jesus is talking to his apostles, the disciples said to Jesus, "Who then can be saved?" Matthew 19:25. It's a great question. And Jesus, looking up upon them, said to them, "With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." Then answered Peter and said unto him, "Lo, we have left all and followed thee. What then shall we have?" And Jesus said unto them, "Verily I say unto you that you have followed me in the regeneration. When the Son of Man shall sit on his throne in glory, you also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone that has left house and brethren or sisters or father or mother or children or lands for my name's sake shall receive 100-fold and shall inherit eternal life." It's worth it to give up all, knowing that one day we will have eternal life in heaven. And we will even have blessings, spiritual blessings now, before that day comes. So number two, we have what I might call left all followers. Will you and I be that way? The third kind of follower is what I might call a wherever you go follower. Many will follow Jesus regardless of where he takes them. They're that dedicated. Will you be that way? Will I be that way? In Matthew chapter 8 and verse 18. "Now when Jesus saw a great multitude about him, he gave commandment to depart on the other side. And there was a scribe, and he said, Teacher, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And Jesus said to him, The foxes have holes, and the birds of the heaven have nests, but the Son of Man has not where to lay his head. And another disciple said unto him, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. But Jesus said unto him, Follow me, leave the dead to bury their own dead." We'll talk about that follower in just a minute later. But we need to be a wherever you go follower, regardless of where Jesus takes us. Sometimes when we follow Jesus, it takes us into difficult situations and standing for truth. Sometimes in following Jesus, it takes us into poor places where there are the poor and the needy. People who are down and out, people who are socially unacceptable or have a lower education or a lower amount of money than we do, but we need to associate with all people. Following Jesus may mean that we go take the gospel to the lost. Being benevolent, being kind, being forgiving, standing for truth. It might mean that we stand up in a classroom setting or a college or university setting, in a school setting, in a religious setting, and stand for what is right and stand for what is true, even when those around us don't want to do that. We're going to follow Jesus wherever he goes. In those good and bad times, in those positive and negative situations, where it's easy to go and where it's difficult to go, we're going to follow Jesus wherever he goes. Number four, there are what I would call the in my name followers. There are those who follow Jesus in his name, which means by his authority. Mark chapter 9, verses 38 through 41. Mark chapter 9, verses 38 through 41. The apostles were bothered by some people who weren't a part of their apostolic group, the 12 apostles. And John said to Jesus, Mark chapter 9, verse 38, "Teacher, we saw one casting out demons in thy name, and we forbade him. We told him no, because he followed not us." But Jesus said, "Forbid him not, for there is no man who shall do a mighty work in my name and be able quickly to speak evil of me. For he that is not against us is for us." So here are followers of Christ in his name, meaning by his authority. And they may be different than us in some way, but they are still followers of Jesus. This is not a proof of modern-day denominationalism, as some people claim. This is not a proof that all religions are fine. But Jesus is reminding them that there were others who could cast out demons in his name other than the 12 apostles. And we know that from Luke chapter 7, for example, that Jesus sent out the 70. Luke chapter 10. So there were other people who could go out. He appointed 70 others to go out, and they could cast out demons too, Luke 10 verse 1. So it wasn't restricted to the 12 apostles, and John made the mistake of thinking that, well, if they're not in our group, they're not authorized to do this, but they were. And so we need to follow Jesus in his name, by his authority. A fifth follower of Jesus is what I'm going to call the knowledgeable followers. They know Jesus. Turn with me to John chapter 10. Those who are Jesus' flock, his sheep today, are those who truly know him. In John chapter 10, where Jesus describes himself as the good shepherd, and we need to be following him. Verse 4, when he has put forth his own, he goes before them, and his sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. Those who truly follow Jesus do so because they know Jesus. They know his words. They read them in the New Testament. Not simply because of family or tradition or friends. They know the words of Jesus and they follow him. And they will not follow the voice of strangers, verse 5. They won't follow what preachers say. And there are some televangelists and people who, false teachers who mislead, people who write books in the name of religion and preach in the name of religion, but they're strangers. They're not preaching the true words of Christ. And I would include myself. You don't need to follow me. You need to follow the words of Jesus Christ in the New Testament. I hope that I accurately present those words each week. I pray and strive to do that. I want to rightly divide or handle accurately the Word of God, 2 Timothy 2:15. But ultimately, you need to follow the words of Christ, and you need to know His voice. Recognize it. When you hear religious things, recognize quickly if that's truth or error. Recognize quickly if that is Scripture or not. And be that kind of follower. So, the at-once follower, the left-all follower, the wherever-you-go follower, the in-my-name follower, and the know-his-voice follower. Let's be that kind of follower. But before we close this morning, I want to mention that there were some other kinds of followers of Jesus that were not right. They were false followers, and they're mentioned as well in the Gospels. Let's take a look at some of them. First of all, there would be what I would call disobedient followers. They wanted to follow Jesus, but they didn't want to do exactly what He said when He told them to do things. These folks were excited. They were joyous on occasions, but they ended up disobeying Jesus. And we need to be careful not to let our excitement get out of hand to the point where at the end of the day, we don't follow and do what Jesus said. Here's a great example. Turn with me to Mark chapter 1, verse 40, when Jesus healed a leper. Jesus was moved with compassion, and He stretched forth His hand, and He healed this leper. Look at Mark 1, verse 43. Jesus strictly charged him, and straightway sent him out, and said unto him, "See that you say nothing to any man, but go show thyself to the priest and offer for thy cleansing the things which Moses commanded for a testimony unto them." But he went out and began to publish it much and spread it abroad, the matter insomuch that Jesus could no more openly enter into a city, but was without in desert places, and they came to him from every quarter. He was happy and excited to be cleansed. But when Jesus told him not to tell anyone, he went out and told everyone. Let's not be a disobedient follower. In Matthew chapter 9 and verse 27, Matthew chapter 9 and verse 27, with regard to the healing of the two blind men, the same thing. Verse 30, Matthew 9, 30, Jesus strictly charged them, saying, "See that no man know it." But they went forth and spread abroad His fame in all that land. We don't need to be a disobedient follower. We need to follow and do what Jesus says. Here's a second false follower, the sorrowful follower. In Matthew chapter 19, I mentioned earlier about the rich young ruler. He wasn't willing to give up all that he had and follow Jesus. Jesus said, "If you would be perfect," Matthew 19:21, "go sell all that you have, give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come follow me." But when the young man heard the saying, he went away sorrowful, for he was one that had great possessions. Sorrowful followers. They follow Jesus up to a point, and then they draw the line and say, "I'm not going to follow anymore. He's asking too much of me. He's demanding too much of me." And then they turn around and walk away. There are what I would call filled followers. In John chapter 6, they got filled with food, but they didn't want Jesus' spiritual teaching. When Jesus fed the 5,000, they followed Him to get some more food. But when He began to preach to them spiritual principles, they stopped following. They just wanted the food. And so in John chapter 6 and verse 2, there was a great multitude that was following Jesus. And then He fed them. And then The next day, John chapter 6 and verse 26, they follow him around the lake. They wanted more food. Jesus said, "You seek me not because you saw signs or miracles, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled." And then he starts telling this crowd about how that he's the bread that comes down out of heaven and that they need to believe on him. And when he got done talking, John 6, verse 66, upon this, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Not just a few, but many. They got their fill of physical food, but they didn't want spiritual teaching. And not just spiritual teaching, we don't have time to look at it this morning, but if you read John chapter 6, verse 27 through 65, it is the demands that Jesus places on his disciples to be truly committed disciples, not surface, but truly dedicated disciples, and they didn't want that. Another kind of false follower is the "but first" follower. In Luke chapter 9, there were those who said to Jesus, "We'll follow you, but first let us go do this, and first let us go do that." Luke 9:59, he said unto another, "Follow me." But he said, "Lord, allow me first to go and bury my father." You see, there's people who want to do other things. They'll follow Jesus as long as it doesn't conflict with something or someone else that's more important to them that they've got to take care of first. Let's not be that kind of follower, but immediately do what Jesus wants. There's the afraid followers. If you'll turn with me to Mark chapter 10 and verse 32. Mark 10 and verse 32. And they were on their way going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus was going before them, and they were amazed. And they that followed were afraid. Many follow Jesus, fearing for their own lives or fearing something else that keeps them from truly serving the Lord. And then last of all, there is the afar-off follower. And that was Peter, who denied the Lord on the night of his betrayal and arrest and crucifixion. Matthew 26:58. He followed afar off, warming his hands by the fire of the enemy, and then he denies the Lord three times. There are those who are close to Jesus, but when times get difficult, they want to follow afar off. They don't have conviction and courage like they need. Friends, be a follower of Jesus. Which of the above best describes you? Are you a true follower or a false follower? Jesus will not just accept any disciple or follower, but those who fully and wholly follow him. And we want to encourage you to do that. There's a great reward for following him. Those who follow him wherever he goes, they find themselves in heaven. Revelation 14 and verse 4. Can we assist you to be a follower of Jesus Christ? Please contact us, please, where we can study together. We're glad that you've joined us this morning, and we hope that you'll have a good day.